This episode of The Honeydew is brought to you by Honey, Liquid IV, Helix, Upstart, and ExpressVPN. More on that later. Let's get into the do.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to The Honeydew, y'all. We are over here doing it. Nightpan Studios. I'm Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. Look, I say it every week and I mean it every week. Thank you for your support. Thank you for helping the show. People ask, what can we do? What can we do? Look, the best thing to do is to engage with the sponsors, support the sponsors. That's what you can do. All right. There's a lot of free ways to help the show. Tell people about it, all that good stuff. You guys are great. Make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel. Audio Monday, video every Tuesday. Make sure if you're subscribed to the Patreon show, it's growing. Guys, I do the show called The Honeydew with Y'all, where I highlight the lowlights with y'all. And we have heard some fucking stories. It's y'all are delivering. That's for damn sure. It's $5 a month. There's no tiers, no levels, none of that shit. It's $5 a month. It's $60 a year. I know that's a lot of money for some people. I get it. It's a utility bill. It's a whatever. But if you're looking for more content, that's where you can get it. Also, if you or someone you know has a story you think that needs to be heard, email me at honeydewpodcast@gmail.com. Hopefully we can do an episode with you. All right. Honeydewpodcast.com. That's the website. Get your merch. Thank you for supporting Nightpants Nation. Y'all are out there looking good, looking comfy. And I record here at the Santa Monica Music Center. So whether you live in LA or not, you can absolutely still get online music lessons here at the Santa Monica Music Center. Go to santamonicamusic.com, use the code Honeydew. They'll waive the registration fee and give you a free lesson when you sign up for a package. Now, that's all the biz. And you know what we do? I say all the time, we highlight the lowlights. And these are the stories behind the storytellers. And it is a pleasure to have this storyteller here today. First time here on The Honeydew, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Hannah Dickinson, everybody.
Wow, thank you. Should
welcome.
I clap?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. First of all, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. I met you on, so you have an Epic special, which we're going to talk about, coming out. I produced on it, and I got to sit and interview. I mean, it was supposed to be 20 comedians, Eric Abrams, but it was upwards of like probably 30. So
are they going to cut some of us?
No, nobody's getting cut. They're adding you in. That's why they kept adding people. But congrats on that, by the way.
Thank you.
But I got to do pre-interviews with everyone, and then I got to sit down on set with everyone and basically do what we're going to do today with all of you guys. And you just made me laugh so fucking hard. You're just one of those people that gets it. And I was like, yes, what a refreshing take on everything shitty. So thank you for being here. I'm very excited to talk to you today. But before we get into it, in addition to your special that's coming or maybe out at this point, we're not sure yet because we're recording ahead, but everything you want to promote, please.
I have a podcast called Don't Tell Mom, where I kind of just talk about shit, because I started it when I was living in my mom's basement when we started quarantine. And I was like texting with this guy, and I was in Miami right before we hit quarantine. And I texted him, I've been drinking again because I don't drink, but I drank in Miami because we're in Miami. And I texted this guy who I had never met before, like, hey, thinking I was texting my brother because that's how drunk I was. I go, don't tell mom. And the guy was like, aren't you 28? I was like, yeah, that was the end of that one. But so I was like, oh, I should just make that a podcast. Just talk about shit that, you know, my mom doesn't want to hear. And I seem to fall into not bad situation. I don't know.
You've got that knack. There's no doubt. Like sitting and talking to you, I would have to agree with you that you stumble and you do step in some dog shit.
Yeah, it's, you do. It's incredible. My friend was like, do you think you do comedy because shit happens to you, or do you think you make shit happen to you because you do comedy? And I'm like, I don't know. Because I feel like it always like weird shit happens, but maybe I'm also...
All right, before we get into what I wanted to talk to you about right off the top, what's some of the stuff from your podcast, like Don't Tell Mom, the shit that your mom like would just die if she heard or knew? What's the craziest thing on there?
Well, I talk, a lot of my guests have crazy stories because they've been to rehab and stuff. I've never been to rehab, but that's only because I can't afford it. It's like, you know, we looked out. It's just like a private school AA, you know what I mean? Yeah. I can't afford it. I also don't, you know, I'm fine. I just, I don't know. I got like a matching tattoo on a first date that says S&M.
On a first date?
On a first date.
Where?
I have a bathing suit on. I don't know if this is appropriate. But... and he got in the same spot.
That's what I wanted to ask.
Yeah, of course.
Matching tattoo in the matching location.
Yeah. And his boobs are bigger than mine, I will say that. So
on a first date.
Mm-hmm. We're actually still friends, which is interesting. But, and then I when I moved to LA when I was in college, I thought I was going to do a Playboy mansion. I thought I was going to be like a hostess. I thought I was invited. But it turned out to be a scam, and I was just in like the valley in like a two-story house with a bunch of Persian dudes. It was got really weird.
Wait, what?
I like replied to a casting thing to be like a host at the mansion, and it was by a Playboy casting guy. So I thought I was going to the mansion.
Yeah.
But I just ended up in like a single-family home in the valley with a bunch of Persian dudes. They were all taking drugs.
Why did you have to get a rancher?
That's what I mean. It was like... And this was before Uber, so my friend dropped me off, and I was like...
By yourself? You didn't even take a friend?
No, I did take a friend. And she was so mad at me.
So what happens? You walk in. Listen, this is what we're going to do. Fuck it. You and I are just... You're just going to go, what's rifle one after the other? Because we don't have to go in a linear life story with
sorry,
you. You're originally from where?
Virginia.
All right, Virginia. That's what it was. Virginia. I remember.
But I spent time... My parents, I grew up a little bit in New Orleans, mm-hmm. and I feel like... That sounds better.
Yeah. Okay.
It sounds more. It makes more sense. Because my life is chaotic. It's not chaotic. I don't know.
It is a little chaotic.
It is a little.
It's a little chaotic.
Yeah.
All right. So you are now dropped off at what you're expecting to go to the Playboy Mansion, but you're in the valley. Where in the valley do you remember?
Like porn deep. I don't know.
Chatsworth out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like not good. I think.
And you went in?
Well, because my friend dropped us off and I was like, oh, maybe they're going to take us. We did. So it was like party at the supper club, after party at the mansion. And this is where we're meeting. So I'm thinking
this is the pregame.
This is the pregame. But I get there and it's like girls who are like questionably 18. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah.
How old were you at the time?
19. 20.
Okay.
Yeah, it was definitely like a sex trafficking sitch.
What?
It felt like it. There were girls in like Victoria's Secret pink underwear, which is like the teen version. You know what I mean? It's like I was in a dress, but there was one girl who was in this like get up lingerie, and it was all these buckles, and then she like didn't fully wipe her butt. So it was just like, it was insane.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? What am I talking about?
What do you mean she didn't fully wipe her butt?
She had poop on her butt.
On it?
Yes.
You
It was just like on her butt.
She walked by and it's on her ass?
Yes. And she's wearing a full white getup. I'm like, how did you get every buckle intact and you couldn't fully wipe your ass?
That might be the tactic for keeping people away from you in a situation like that.
I mean.
Wipe shit on yourself.
So
how many, what's the ratio of men to women, male to, let's not even say women because you said question.
Yeah,
male
to female. It was like girls between the ages of like 16 to 58. Like it was like insane. There was like.
58?
It was crazy. It was like older women who, it was just, it was.
And they're just walking around in lingerie?
Mm-hmm.
And doing what? Is there music going?
Music going on. There were warm handles of vodka, Smirnoff.
Warm. Ugh.
Yeah, it was bad.
That hot ass valley.
Yeah, it was like gross. I mean, I still had a cocktail, but I'm like shitting on it. I'm like, I still did drink from it. And that's how I knew it was warm. But they had like baggies of like powder that people were doing. They were dancing with these guys. They were like sitting on their laps. These guys were wearing silk shirts and they're like sweating through their shirts. And I'm there thinking, I don't even know why I thought like going to a Playboy mansion would be exciting. I guess it was just because I hadn't done anything. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I hadn't started stand up yet. So I was like, oh, I want to be in the LA scene. So I thought going to a Playboy mansion, I was like, am I going to be Hugh Hefner's like girlfriend? Which is insane. that's how confident I was at the time.
Nothing wrong with that confidence.
Yeah, and then I started stand-up comedy and just,
yeah. Let me bring it back down to earth.
Yeah, let me just, yeah, that was.
That's very humbling.
Well, because I had recently lost like 25 pounds, so I was like really like, oh, I'm a model, and I'm not. And so we ended up like getting in these limos that were like truly town cars.
So how many men do you think were running this thing that night? 10, 5? Not a lot.
10 dudes.
And how many women you think?
Like 40.
God damn.
Yeah.
All in one house.
All in one house.
Now you're getting in limos. This is crazy shit right here.
Yeah.
You still get in the limo?
Because I was like, how the fuck are we going to get back? We didn't have Uber or anything. And I wasn't about to lose my pride and call my friend to pick us back up.
I'd rather lose your life, yeah, goddamn.
Yeah, I was like, I would rather die than have my friend think I'm not a fucking Playboy bunny. I was like, I am hot, all right? So my friend was like, this sounds like a scam. And I was like, why? Because I can't be a Playboy, but like I was like, why? Why is it a scam? Because I'm not hot enough, and she was absolutely correct.
I love that you can admit it.
Yeah, it was just like looking back, and then so we get in the limo, and they're like, okay, we're going to the mansion. So I'm like, oh, we're gonna stop at the mansion before the supper club, and this was a house in the hills. Which also, the mansion is in Beverly Hills.
It's off of Beverly Glen. I just rode by it the other day. I've been to it twice.
Well, relax. Brag about it.
I've been to it twice.
Yeah, I didn't even look it up. That's how dumb I am. I didn't even look it up where it was beforehand. So we're in the Hollywood Hills, and it's another big house. And these girls are like,
so now you go from the valley up to the hills, mm-hmm. and you're in a limo with how many people?
Probably like 15. So there are probably three limos. Yeah.
And it's like a couple guys and all these ladies of different age. Where's the girl with the shit on her? Hope she's not in your car.
She was not in my car. Obviously I was like, I'm not taking her car. I'm not sharing a seat with that girl. So I was like, yeah, so I get in this other limo. And this guy puts his arm around me, and he's wearing a gray silk shirt, and he just has like sweat stains right here
under his titties, yeah, right where his S&M tat would go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. That's right where. There. Yeah, it was actually that guy who we ended up going on a date. No, he puts his arm around me, and I'm like I don't know what to do, right? Because I don't want to. I don't know if they're carrying weapons. Like at this point, I don't know. I don't want to piss them off, but like, I also don't want to be touched by this like dude. And he offers me a little Ziploc baggie of like powder. And I'm like, I'm not taking
it. And you don't know if it's coke or what this shit is.
And I'm not like a drug person. I just, they freak me out. I have bad anxiety. So it's just not worth it. So I didn't do that. But then we got out going to this new mansion. And my friend and I hid in a bush outside the house. And for probably an hour while our other friend came and picked us up.
Nah.
So, yeah.
So good. You didn't go in there.
No, because I was like watching these girls and they're like in heels, like trying to walk up this hill. And I'm like, these girls are going to fucking die or, you know, and it felt scary, but they were still on board. That was the craziest part. Like me and my friend were the only people who were like, this is like not, this is crazy.
But these girls really thought it was a Playboy thing or.
I think they were just like to party. You know, I think they were like, oh, we're with these guys who have a lot of money and that's cool. And that is, I went to USC. So I was like, I've been in enough sketchy situations with guys who like have a lot of money where I know this is just not going to be cool. Also, they had Smirnoff. I'm like, obviously they don't have that much money. They're not like rocking Grey Goose or like anything like that. Also, the limos were, like, not...
These are Datsuns, man. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I sound stuck up, but I was just thinking in my head, like, this is just so... It felt like it's typical LA story of mm-hmm. someone who moves to LA, and they're like, wait, I guess this is a porno? Like, you're, like, just suddenly doing anal, you know? It's like, how did I get here? So I was like, we need to get out of here. And my friend's like, I'm in business school, Hannah. She kept saying that. Hannah, I'm in business school. And I was like, sorry. Like, maybe you should have, like, assessed the risks or whatever business people do. So
whatever business.
Yeah, I was like, why are you mad at me? You agreed to come to this shit. And yeah. She was like, you told me this was a Playboy party. I was like, I don't know. So, yeah, that was a crazy Yeah, that was a wild experience. Fuck. But I luckily, like, you know, we caught on immediately, but I also felt so dumb because I, like, told my friends, you know, I was like, I'm going to a Playboy party.
Then you had to go back and tell them.
Yeah. Nah. Well, I just told them that I got sick and didn't go. Obviously, I wasn't about to tell them that. I got my hair blown out for that, which I did. Got my hair blown out. I didn't eat for 2 days. Like, I was on a juice cleanse. I got my nails done. I got my pussy waxed. I was, like, fully ready to get this shit in. I was like, I'm going to be a fucking girlfriend. Watch out. I was like, I, like, left, like, oh, my God. Like, I'm about to be on TV. Like, I'm about to be Hugh Hefner's girlfriend. Like, do I, like, not sign a lease on my apartment if I'm going to move into the mansion? Like, I fully had this thought.
Is that always something you wanted to do?
No. I just like attention, I think, and just...
And would you have been okay with being one of the, like, 10 girls or whatever it is?
Of Hugh Hefner's girlfriend? Yeah. I'm always one of the 10, so... At least this way.
Got a side bitch shirt
on. Yeah, I'm literally wearing a side bitch shirt. Like, I don't... I'm never, like, one. The one. I'm always the one of 10, so... Yeah, I think I would have been chill with it in that house by a pool. At least he owns a pool.
He does. I've been to it. Yeah, I've been to it.
What? Why did you go?
One lady in the building I live with worked with him and was like, took care of his animals. And I called her on her bullshit. And I was like, you don't work there. And she's like, come tomorrow. And I went and I got in. And another time was just a friend. His sister was like Bismarck's business manager or some shit. And he was DJing the party. And we went there. I got in twice. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I wish I'd known you then. I would have told you it ain't where they're taking you. That's Drew Hefner over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Some bullshit mansion up in the hills.
But it was just a weird.
They probably rented, you know, probably not theirs. It sounds like everything was rented.
They probably just did like
rented.
A night. They probably didn't even exactly. rent fully.
Right.
It was.
They probably pulled their money together to get 3 limos, cheap alcohol, and a mansion, and then tell a bunch of ladies this is some Playboy shit and get you all up there and see what they can get. You're 100% right.
Yeah, I think he was like, I already sound so, I was like, I think he was a legitimate casting director because he had the logo in his, but you can get that off Google. I don't know why.
Of Google. Yeah
I'm
not,
I don't know why I'm like trying to defend this guy like suddenly, but. Yeah, that was one of, and I don't do that. I think it was just like, I don't know why I did it, to be honest.
Every step of the way sounds terrifying to me.
Every step of the way, for sure. And but I was also, you know, 19. I thought it was really cool. And I just wanted to go to the Playboy Mansion and I think just check it out and take photos, you know, by the... You know, whatever what does he call it? The grotto?
Yeah, the grotto, yeah.
So I was like fully excited to do that. And then it just turned south so quick. And I was like, oh, God. I'm such an idiot. Pussy whack. I did. I was like, who knows who you're going to meet? You never know. I always be prepared. And
you all watch.
It was like,
oh, you're too much. You really do make me laugh. Let's take a quick break and tell you about our first sponsor, Helix. Now, I recently got a Helix mattress. I put the bed together with my daughter. We put the mattress on. I made it a whole thing with her. Got her a queen bed, told her she'd be queen of the room, and we're going to start sleeping in our own bed more and more. You know what I'm saying? And if you're a parent, you do. And I'm telling you, it is so comfortable. It's big enough for me. It's comfortable. I had a great night's sleep. I haven't been sleeping great. How many of you have been sleeping great during a worldwide pandemic? This mattress is awesome. And the great thing about it is they have this sleep quiz. Okay. It just takes 2 minutes to complete and it matches your body type and your sleep preference to the mattress for you. Right. So everybody's unique and Helix knows that. So they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. Mattresses for great for cooling you down if you sleep hot, and even a Helix Plus mattress for plus size folks. Now, I took the Helix quiz and I was matched with the Midnight Lux mattress because I wanted something that was like a medium firm. I tend to sleep on my side, and it's been great. I've had other mattresses delivered to me And they have not lived up to what this Helix mattress is. Not even close, I'm telling you right now. So if you're looking for a mattress, you take the quiz, you order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't ever need to go to a mattress store again. Helix is awesome, but you don't need to take my word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 and by GQ and Wire magazine. So go to helixsleep.com/honeydew. Take their two-minute sleep quiz. They'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will, all right? So right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattresses and two free pillows for my listeners. Go to helixsleep.com. That's helixsleep.com/honeydew. One more time, helixsleep.com/honeydew. Our next sponsor is Liquid IV. Now, the weather's changing. People are getting cold. You're bundling up more. And cooler weather makes it easier to miss signs of dehydration like overheating or perspiration, which means it's even more important to keep your body properly hydrated. With one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water, you get 2 to 3 times the amount of hydration as plain water. They sent me some. I tried it out. I had 3 flavors. My favorite's watermelon. I put it in. You can use it whenever you want, whether it's after a workout, when you're getting up, long rope, whatever. I use it in the middle of the day. I'm feeling just dehydrated. I just pop that in some water, and it's so good. The watermelon one's great. And flu season right now is often lines up with holiday plans, but Liquid IV can help support your immune system with increased hydration and essential vitamins. It's perfect for staying hydrated on holiday flights, like I said, long road trips. It can even help with hangovers after those extra holiday drinks, you know what I'm saying? Liquid IV's best-selling hydration multiplier now has 3 new flavors, guava, watermelon, which I just told you I loved, and apple pie. I use it every day. I've been using them. They're just a little powder pack. You just put it in your water, boom, off you go. Put it in your thermos, whatever. Take it with you. Stay hydrated all day, okay? One serving of Liquid IV provides the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water alone. 3 delicious new flavors, contains 5 essential vitamins, has way more vitamin C than an orange, and it has as much potassium as a banana. It's healthier than sugary sports drinks. There's no artificial flavors or preservatives, and less sugar than an apple. It's made with clean ingredients, it's non-GMO, it's vegan, it's free of gluten, dairy, and soy. What makes Liquid IV so effective? It's cellular transport technology. They call that CTT, y'all. The optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium delivers water and nutrients into the bloodstream. It's the perfect balance to help you hydrate more quickly and effectively than water alone. Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. The company has donated over 5 million servings globally. In response to COVID-19, products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, active U.S. military. There's over 3 million servings in total so far. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Walmart in the beverage section, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code HONEYDEW at checkout. That's 25% off of anything you order when you use the promo code HONEYDEW at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code HONEYDEW. Stay hydrated, y'all. Our next sponsor is ExpressVPN. Now, I've been telling you, I've been watching a lot of shows during this this quarantine, and I don't know if you guys have seen The Social Dilemma, but man, you got to check out The Social Dilemma. That's a great movie. Makes me want to stop using social media, to be honest with you, but I can't because I have to tell you guys where to find me and what to watch and all that stuff. So I don't know if you've seen it, but you should. In the documentary, Tech Insiders explain how social media is engineered to exploit users' data for profit. They call it surveillance capitalism. And I'm cool with normal capitalism where I'm a willing participant in the transaction, like every time I go to the store to buy food. But when my data is being harvested so tech billionaires can get even richer, that's where we need to draw the line. And that's why I put a layer of protection around my data with ExpressVPN. Every time you use the internet, big tech companies mine your data by tracking your searches. Every time you use the internet, big tech companies are mining your data by tracking your searches, messages, video history. But when you run ExpressVPN on your device, it hides your IP address, which websites can use to personally identify you. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. Now, you still need to be careful with what you share on social media, but ExpressVPN can make your web browsing more anonymous. All right. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your internet data to keep you safe from hackers and prying eyes. And many VPNs slow down your internet, but not ExpressVPN. It's incredibly fast and easy to use. You just tap one button and you're protected. So if you don't like the idea of tech companies exploiting your personal information, then visit expressvpn.com/honeydew right now, and you can get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/honeydew to protect your data. expressvpn.com/honeydew to learn more. Now, let's get back to the do. All right, let's talk about what we talked about on set there, about what happened to you recently. Because I really, your take on this and your attitude toward it, I think is very healthy.
Oh, the herpes. What a transition. What a transition.
I was trying to go gentle.
Yeah, it's like, I tell that story that I'm like, I have herpes. And it's
and
like,
also, you do have a library of stories. So in your defense, you're like, you might not know what the fuck I was talking about.
No, I knew it was the herpes. It's always...
Tell me about, let's talk about this.
Yeah, I just, I was, the thing
you
about,
met a guy, right?
Yeah, I met a guy and we were dating.
Before quarantine.
So this is the thing. I lied. Obviously.
I love getting the real.
Well, because I just like my, I was seeing him in DC when quarantine first started. Mm-hmm. It was like at the beginning. And my parents like didn't care. I was like going to see someone, like they knew I was kind of, but I didn't want them to, I guess I sh- whatever. I just, we were seeing each other very, I just didn't want, I guess I didn't want it to seem like I was seeing someone in quarantine, which I was, but also it was like, we were just seeing each other. It wasn't like we were going, you know what I mean? I wasn't going out to big parties, but we were just seeing each other. And I was dating him while living in my parents' basement. So it was just like this weird experience in my.
So where were you right before quarantine hit?
I was in New York.
Okay. And then you decide to go to your parents because New York got, it was bad, right?
Yeah. My parents were like, please come here. Right. Like, we don't want you in New York. So then I quarantined fully for 2 weeks and did that. And then I started seeing this person.
How'd you meet him? Just online?
Yeah, just online. And then, yeah, we like were hanging out. And it's funny because I talked to my therapist and I was like, yeah, he's so nice. Like, he was such a nice guy. And he is a nice guy. I just think he's actually stupid. But he was so nice. And he was like, I like you. And I've never had someone before be so open about how they felt about me. Like, he was like, he went home. He's like, I watched all your stand-up. Like, he was very, like, interested in my career, which sounds very pathetic. That I'm like, isn't that crazy? But it felt very different than what I've experienced of guys treating me like dog shit. And then one night we didn't have a condom. And I was like, well, when was the last time you were tested? And he told me he recently got tested and he hadn't seen anyone because of quarantine. Because this was probably like a month and a half in. I was like, oh, okay. And I believed him because he was such a nice guy.
But he also didn't say what the results. He just said, I got tested. He didn't say.
He was like, I got tested. I don't have anything.
Okay.
And then I haven't seen anyone. And then I was like, okay, great. And because he had been such a nice guy, I believed him, you know, like it didn't. And so we hooked up and then he went out of town for like 4 days. And I got really, really sick because with herpes, you get sick. You get a virus. And
so
I was,
what kind of sick are you? Like fever and all that?
Fever.
So do you think it's corona?
I think it's corona.
Fuck. So my parents. This is why it's so different when we talked about it before. Yeah, because now you're thinking you got coronavirus.
Yeah. And I just like didn't want people to be like, I don't know. I guess it. Now I'm saying it. But I just felt like adding that element to the. I don't know. I don't know why I lied. I guess I was just nervous what people would say. But here I am.
But you get a virus.
Yeah, so I get a virus and my parents
just
are,
not the coronavirus.
Just not corona. I'm like, how did I literally caught the wrong virus. I was like, how is corona?
Caught the wrong virus.
How corona's so easy to catch? Herpes, baby. That is like so easy. I was
caught
like
caught the wrong virus.
So I go get corona tested, I get strep tested, they're like, no, like it's clear. And
you start feeling this right away? These symptoms are like immediately
2 days after.
2 days.
And it was weird. Like, I remember in my basement, I felt like a weird, like, illness, like, shoot up my spine. I'm like, oh, I feel really sick. And then I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, it just, like, hit me. It literally, like, hit me. And I was like, oh, my God. I need to lie down. And then I go to lie down. And so for a week, I can't get out of bed. And
how quickly do you go get tested?
So this is another element to it. I have really bad eczema, like all over my body. So I get bad eczema in my butt crack. Is this inappropriate?
It's you, girl.
So I didn't, like, it hurt when I took a shit. Sorry. but I was like, oh, my eczema is getting so bad. And I didn't look because I couldn't get out of bed. So I was just not eating so I wouldn't have to shit because it hurt so bad.
Oh, my God.
So I lost 10 pounds, which, like,
silver
body
lining.
By herpes, baby. I've been, like, spending thousands of dollars on SoulCycle and Barry's Bootcamp, and then I catch herpes, and I'm like, all right, well, here we go.
I'm down 10, guys.
Yeah, I'm, like, texting my coaches. I'm like, don't worry, I lost weight.
Don't worry, I lost weight.
So I can't get out of bed, and so I text him. I start texting this guy. I'm like, hey, I'm, like, really sick. Did you get corona? Because this is, like, before I got my corona test. He's like, no, that's so weird. And then when my corona test was negative, I was, like, texting him. I was like, hey, are you sure you don't have anything? Because, like, I'm, like, very ill.
So how quickly did your corona results come back?
4 days. It took 4 days.
So, and still, you're still really ill during that 4 days.
Yeah, like, extremely ill. And he's not. He's
like, bedridden ill? Like,
bedridden.
Wow.
Couldn't get out of bed. Like, I didn't leave bed for 3 days. Yeah. I slept, like, 20 hours a day. Like, I couldn't, or maybe 15, 18 hours a day. I couldn't move.
I didn't know this was a part of it.
So it's not for guys, really. It's mostly for women. So he didn't get hit with the flu. Like, a lot of people don't. It really depends. So that, I was like, okay. And then I, like, went to pee one day, and I was like, okay, that hurt. So then I take a photo of my vagina, and I was like, well, that's not good. Like, that's gotta be, it looked like a fucking Jackson Pollock. It was, like, fucking insane. It was insane. And at this point, it's fucking crawling down my legs because I hadn't looked. So
what?
It's, like, down my legs at this point.
Like chicken pox?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, listen, I'm glad you said that because I had a roommate, and not to stop your story, but he got a prostitute. He went to a massage parlor. Had sex with a prostitute, swears he used a condom. I still don't think he did.
Definitely did not.
And listen, the next day, I'm telling you, people are like, nah, the next morning. Now, here's the other thing I've thought about. Maybe he had gone a week prior also. Maybe it was that. But I'm telling you, it was a Sunday night, that Monday morning. And he's like, can I show you? I'm like, I don't want to see it. And he's like, it's not. Just let me show you. And he pulled up his shorts, and it was in, like, his groin, like, the skin, and coming down his leg a little bit. And I was like, man, you should go. Here's my doctor. Go see him now. And he did, and he had it. But it was like chicken. It looked like chicken pox, like red. But I didn't know it could just get on your skin like that.
Yeah, it does happen, like, literally the next day.
Yeah. And he was sweaty, and, like, he was sick, like you said. I remember, but not bedridden for 3 days. So maybe that's the difference, I guess. You said it affects women differently.
Yeah, I guess. Because
what do you mean down your legs? What do you do?
I just start freaking out, and I'm texting him, and he was texting me literally every day, like 3 times a day. And then as soon as I tell him I'm, like, starting to feel sick, like, his texts start, like, going away. He stops kind of responding, and I'm getting so nervous. And finally, I text him. I was like, I think you gave me AIDS, just to get a response.
Something, just a hey.
And he was like, are you kidding me? Like, you think I gave you AIDS? And I was like, well, you gave me something. So how about you start telling me the truth? And he doesn't respond. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to get tested this morning. Doesn't respond. I get tested.
No response to that?
No response. And then so I go to the doctor, and she's like, yeah, that's herpes. I'm also wearing this shirt, by the way. Like, I didn't.
Nuh-uh.
Swear to God, because I had stayed up all night. I didn't sleep that night before. Because I was looking at vaginas. Like, I'm a full-blown gynecologist at this point. And so I wear a sweatshirt, and I go to the doctor's, and I take it off. And she's like, yeah, that's herpes. Like, I don't even need, like, to get in there. Like, I see it. And she's like, you have to get a blood test to figure out which type one or type two.
Wait, you got a herpes test in a side bitch t-shirt?
I wasn't aware of what I was wearing, okay? I wasn't aware. I was just like so tired. I was so, and I don't have a lot of clothes. I got this shirt from Miami. I just wore it on. And then I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm like, so she tells me I have herpes and I just start bawling, crying.
Well, his main bitch probably got a two then, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
All 10 of the side bitches have it.
Literally. I was like, oh, yeah, I actually got the shirt from him too.
So she just was like, yeah, I don't, you got it.
Yeah. And of course I start crying because it's like, you know, devastating.
Yeah.
And then she was like, honestly, like, I know it's devastating, but it is very, like, the problem with herpes is like the mental, like the stigma and how we treat it as a society, because it you get sick the first time, but if I'm now taking a medication every day so I don't get another outbreak, and if I were to get another outbreak, it could be bad, but I wouldn't feel sick. So you don't get sick, you build up antibodies. So I don't know, I'm not defending the disease, I'm not trying to make it sound better than it is, but
no, but I like normalizing it more than, you're right, it is a stigma. I mean, I've had girls had to tell me they've had it, and I'm fortunate I don't, but they've had to tell me, and then, you know, they also tell me they know it, you know what I mean, they've had it, so apparently they can feel it coming, you know, you know when you're, if you're going to have an outbreak, and then when you don't, you know, you use protection and, you know, you're both safe.
Yeah, because you can't transfer unless you're having an outbreak, but there is also a period before.
Oh, wait, so you can have unprotected sex as long as you're not having an outbreak and it won't transfer? Yeah. I just thought it had to do with, I'm an idiot, I'm not a scientist or anything. I just thought fluids and you can get it, period.
No, it's like lesion contact. So it's like, but there is a weak shedding period before, so you just have to be really careful. Like, I know a comic who has it. I won't say who, but they were telling me, like, it was like, my wife and I have unprotected sex all the time, and like she hasn't gotten it because you just have to be really aware of like your body and know when it's coming. Or he was like, I haven't had an outbreak in 3 years, so we do have unprotected sex because you can't. It's lesion, once it's skin to skin contact, so it's like,
so once someone's, the outbreak is there, then you can just rub it against somebody and get it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So that's,
so wait, so then he had an outbreak then when you had sex with him?
That's what's crazy is, I looked
at, he would have had to, right?
Yeah, but I didn't see it, but I didn't like also like take a microscope out and look at his dick, and like also it could have been under his dick, like I don't really know. But
can people be asymptomatic to that?
Yes, but then you can't transfer it if you're asymptomatic.
Oh, because like HPV, I know they say guys can have it and never have once, not even know you have it. Like we could all have it, not even know we have it.
Exactly.
For
yeah.
guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And women too with HPV, it's like, how do you...
So you said to me before we started recording that someone had started a support group.
Yeah, my friend who's a comic, who's a female, I called my friend, like, put us in contact, because I was very depressed. I'm still kind of sad about it, you know, like...
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, you trusted someone that you liked who lied to you, clearly, and he had an out. So what I'm saying is, from what I've, because I also have a friend, a married couple, and the same thing. She has it, he doesn't, but she said, I know when they're coming, I can feel them, I take medication, the same thing. He's never got it. They've been married for 10 years or whatever, you know, maybe longer, actually. But if that's the case, then he knew he had it. He must have known... So he had an outbreak.
He didn't know he had an outbreak. He claims. He says that he... So when I was like, you need to be honest with me right now, because I threatened to get a lawyer involved. Like, I was so pissed. I was like, I know you're fucking lying to me. Like, stop. Like, at this point, I have it. And if you didn't have it before, now you definitely have it. So, like, just be honest. Like, we need to figure this out. And he was like, okay. Like, I actually slept with, like, 4 girls or whatever right before you. And I was like... Jesus Christ. Like, and I was like, all unprotected? And he was like, yeah. And then he goes, and there's this one suspect sketchy girl that I think gave it to me. And I go, fuck you, dude. Like,
knew. Yeah, he knew the girl and everything.
And I was like, but also, like, why are you calling her suspect and sketchy? Now we're fucking suspect and sketchy, so don't call her that. That pissed me off too. I was like, don't say that, because you just did. Now we're that person, and I don't want to be sketchy. And so I just reamed him out, and he was like, you gotta go easy on me. Like, I just found out I got herpes too. And I was like, you're such a fucking loser.
But you don't even know if that's true. He could have had this shit for 10 years. He's going to say he just got it. You don't know. Now, see, the way I am, I don't believe anything you're telling me now.
Oh, yeah. I was
I just know you're a piece of shit. You gave it to me. You knew you had an outbreak and gave it to me.
Mm-hmm. I was so angry and so depressed. And then so my friend was like, because when I was waiting for, I've been here for a little bit. And she was like, oh, like, are you on Bumble? Are you? I'm like, no. I'm not any of those fucking apps. Like, no, it's gotten me nowhere except fucking herpes. And like, also I'm in LA for a month, so I'm not going to start a relationship with someone. And I'm also not going to like have sex with anyone. And she was like, I think you got to talk to this one comic because she has it too. So she like sent an intro about how we should hang out and talk because she has herpes. And my friend was like, nice intro. Like, it's such a weird thing to be like, you guys should talk. But she was like, yeah, I started this support group. You should join. So I did this Zoom herpes support group.
Hold on. I don't know why in my mind I thought y'all got together.
No, we already have one virus. We don't need two, so we're not getting together. We don't imagine having a COVID outbreak and a herpes outbreak meeting.
You fucking killed me. Y'all got corona at the herpes meeting.
She's like, yeah. I mean, they are prone to viruses, so why would you get together?
You fucking killed me. I swear.
But it was so sad. It was like I was like.
It's a Zoom meeting for are these all comedians or just this group she put together? It's all women.
It's co-ed, but it was all women, and of course one dude. I'm like, yeah, hot guys don't get tested. Like, of course there's no guys in a herpes support group. They don't know they have herpes. They're just handing it out. Like, how do you think we got here? Like, and of course there's one girl in there who's so hot. She's like the hottest girl I've ever seen in my life. She's like, yeah, I've actually never been rejected when I told a guy I had herpes. And I was like, obviously. Like, you could have full-blown AIDS and guys would be, like, double penetrating you. Like,
double penetrating?
But I was like, why are you here? But she was the only, like, optimistic one. And another girl who... The thing that made me depressed was a girl who literally looked like me. She was, like, a 6. And she...
She's a long way down the hill from Hugh Hefner's girlfriend.
Yeah, right? I'm like, I go from fucking one mansion to a Zoom.
A herpes Zoom meeting.
I was like, yeah, this is
from your parents' basement?
Yeah.
Even
This is the pool house with cockroaches. It's all just a nightmare. I'm like, yeah, I was so grossed out by the cockroaches. And then I was like, well, you know, I got fucking herpes. So, but this one girl was like, yeah, she was just saying that the thing is to tell guys on the fifth date. I guess that's the wait till the fifth date.
Why five?
Because you want to like make sure they like you and like, you want to build a relationship with someone before, which I'm like, that sounds exhausting. Like, I'm not doing that. So she said every time in the past year she's told a guy on the fifth date they've like not responded or like stopped talking to her, and it made me so depressed because I was just like, oh fuck, like that sucks. That
yeah, that does suck.
And it sucks too because it's like we're trying to be honest about it and people are like, ugh, when it's like a lot of people do have it and refuse to get tested, one, because you can be asymptomatic and have it in your blood and you might fucking have it. So if you don't get tested, you don't know, because a lot of doctors won't take, I don't know why I should have worn a lab coat, but a lot of doctors won't test your blood for it because so many people have it that they're like, you're chasing a positive, basically.
What's that mean?
It's like so many people have it that like if it shows up on your blood, then you have to now tell people, you have to disclose this information with your sexual partners. But if you don't like have an outbreak, you can't give it to someone. So they're like, there's no point of you going through the mental gymnastics of knowing you
have
it.
Oh, so you mean if you're asymptomatic or carrier or whatever the fuck it's called, you have it, but they're just saying like, look, you, if you don't have an outbreak or anything, what's the point?
Exactly. So there's no point of you knowing.
Why? Because in the medical world, like I get it in their defense. It's like, so they see it probably 12 times a day or more, you know what I mean? So it's like, what's the big deal? But to you, it's everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Well, that's why they're saying they're not testing.
A statistic and a number, exactly.
Yeah,
testing,
so they're like,
makes you a statistic.
Exactly. And they're like, you don't want this to have, like, people get so depressed. Like, there are fucking support groups for it. So it's like, people are.
I have never heard of a herpes support group.
Yeah, well.
Had you?
Congrats. No, because I didn't have fucking herpes. So I wasn't going around looking for a herpes support group.
I didn't even know that.
Well, it's funny because like I've done AA too, and it's like.
I was going to say, I'm not an alcoholic, but I know of AA and NA and all these groups. I mean, I don't know why not. I guess there would be a support group for anything, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's just like, but the thing is with AA, you're talking about how much your life got better after you quit drinking. With herpes, it's
the
like,
other way.
You're not really like, there's no real upside. You're not like, you know,
so
now.
So this was a depressing Zoom call?
Yeah. I guess I shouldn't shit on it because it's like nice to, yeah, to hear have a group, and everything. Yeah. But, I didn't leave the group like excited for the day. Like, it was like,
you didn't want to go do commercials and shit.
Yeah, I wasn't like, you know.
Those are the people thriving with herpes. The ones out there getting paid for it and doing commercials and
you know,
shit.
Those fuckers probably don't even have it. They're riding horses. I'm like, no, you don't do that.
Not with this, not with this ass crack.
Yeah, no. No. Yeah, I was like, how are these people like so active? I was like, I was bedridden for, I couldn't walk for like 2 weeks.
That should be the fucking, if that was the commercial, probably people would be more careful. And it's like, look at these people having a great time with herpes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just such a, it feels so, because I do talk about sex in my stand up and like, I'm, you know, I'm not afraid to make a sexual joke. And now it feels like having herpes feels, that's honestly the hardest part. Because for me, I'm like, honestly, dating was not going well anyway. So it's like, if I don't, I don't really care talking about it because it only affects people like who are going to have sex with me and I don't feel like having sex with anyone. So
yeah. And I mean, I just look, I love that you're breaking down the stigma. I love that you're openly talking about this and being comfortable. Who knows how many people listening or seeing this have it? Tons probably. It's so common. But you're right. People are embarrassed. What's the hardest part for you? Like, do you feel like you let yourself down, like, because you trusted this dude, or do you feel like you got, you know, swindled? Like, what's the hardest part of all, or is it telling your next partner? What is the hardest part?
I think it's just that, yeah, it kind of just feels like a DUI for the pussy, you know what I mean? <It's> just, like, I gotta take a break. I gotta rethink my choices. What am I doing here? We're like, oh god, this is gonna come up in court sometime, you know.
DUI for the pussy.
Is it not? It's like a real
that's
bummer.
So well said. That's followed you everywhere. Oh man, that is so good. If you're not put that in your fucking stand up, you better. You fucking better. It is so.
But that's how it feels. It's just like, like, it's just embarrassing. I think I feel embarrassed and I feel like I live a, you know, like, I don't have sex with more than most of my friends or like the average person, but actually more than the average. I checked online. The average person has like 6 or 7 people. Okay.
In life? Yeah, nah.
Yeah, right? That's nah. Bullshit.
Yeah.
But
it's. Well, I always say this too. Like, let's say you started at 16. Let's say you lost your virginity at 20 and you're 40 and you're single. If you just slept with 2 people a year, in my personal opinion, I don't think that's slutty or whatever. But if over 20 years and times 2, that's 40 partners. If you took the number of partners, people would say, oh, well, you were slutty or you were this and you were that. And I think that if it's done like that, it's not.
That's,
you know, you're just not good at relationships. It's not that you're a slut. You're just, you know, or loose or whatever, you know, a ladies, whatever the fuck they, you know, term you want to use for it. But I think if you add it like that, it's not promiscuous or whatever. You're not good at dating or relationships.
That's what I told my friend. I tried to make a joke about this, but I was like, I have way less sex. Like, the number of times I have sex is way less than, like, my friends in relationships. Like, I've had sex way less times, but I've had way more partners because it's just, like, it doesn't work out.
Yeah, right.
I end up with douchebags. So it's, like, that is something that, but now it just feels like, it's the shame that I'm trying, I mean, I'm talking about it because I called the suicide hotline. Like I said, I was so depressed.
Whoa,
yeah.
I didn't know you got there.
Yeah. And I was told her, and she's like, ooh. I'm like, what?
They said, ooh, what the
she's fuck? Like, oh, like it was like a weird like reaction. I was like, do I have the right
hang on
number?
Second. Carol, I got one with herpes on the line. We'll be right back with you. She said, ugh.
She was just like, yeah, yeah.
You just get that now?
Yeah, I did. I was like, oh, who are you telling I have herpes? Yeah, my mom. She already knows.
Is your mom Carol?
Exactly.
She already knows.
But no, we ended up talking about it for a while. I was just like so depressed. I was just like, it feels like now I have this, I'm like this different person. And it just feels like now I have, I'm like in a group of people. It just, I feel so, it felt so like, I felt so gross. Like I'm like, now I'm this gross person. But I mean, it is truly like a skin thing. I mean, it's in your blood. I guess it's more than that. But it is like a, you know, I get eczema. That's horrible. So it's like, I do already have like weird skin shit. And I think this will honestly probably be better because people now, when I tell a guy, if he doesn't want to, if he's not interested, then he wasn't interested in me.
But there's also a damn good chance he's relieved because he does too.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I mean, the numbers they're telling us about this, there's a damn good chance he does too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank God.
Yeah.
Instead of, I'm fucking out of here or whatever, you know?
Yeah. And so this feels like, I mean, I'm just taking a time to like not date and really just kind of figure out, you know, just do my work on, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm like, do me, which is like not a thing. But just not puts, I feel like I was giving guys so much credit and like so much trust and so much of my time. And I'm like, I don't need to do that anymore. So it honestly, I don't want to say I feel relieved because it's not relieved, but it's like, I just, my mindset's so different. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't care anymore. Like you guys are all shits. You guys are all bags of shit. So it's like, I don't need to put my time and energy into this. And this feels like a good reason not to. And I was very upset and very, and I'm lucky I didn't get fucking AIDS. I'm truly lucky I didn't get AIDS.
You are lucky.
So there's worse things. And now it's like, yeah, it does suck that there is more of a stigma on women than men, but that's with everything, so.
Let's take a quick break and tell you about our next sponsor, Honey. Now, these days, it feels like online shopping is the only shopping we're really doing out there. That's where our sponsor today, Honey, comes in. It's free, okay? Check this out. It's a free browser extension, and it scours the internet for promo codes and automatically applies the best one available at checkout. Honey is basically your online shopping best friend. Now, here's how it works. You get Honey on your computer for free in two easy clicks by going to joinhoney.com/honeydew, okay? Honey.com/honeydew. Then, when you're checking out on one of its over 30,000 supported sites, Honey pops up, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupon. So if you're out there shopping for birthday gifts, you got the holidays coming up. It's a great time right now, especially on a budget. You put Honey on your computer. When you're checking out, it will automatically apply. You just have to click that button. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons for that site, and if Honey finds a working code, it'll apply the best one to your cart. All right, I've been using it lately. They told me to try it out. It's awesome, man. You go to checkout, buying some clothes, whatever it is, and boom, there's a coupon. Boom, I've saved over $50 on a couple things just by applying Honey. Honey has found it's over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Okay. Honey supports all kinds of retailers, from tech and gaming sites to fashion brands to even food delivery. So it's really simple. If you have a computer, Honey should be on it. It's free, and it works with whatever browser you use. You can get Honey for free today at joinhoney.com/honeydew. That's joinhoney.com/honeydew. Our next sponsor is Upstart. Now, you know how I feel about Upstart, and especially during these economically turbulent times, everyone's looking for a way to feel more financially secure. So if you're still needlessly throwing money every month at high-interest credit card debt, it's time you checked out Upstart, the revolutionary online lending platform that knows you're more than just a credit score. And now is the time to find out how low your Upstart rate can be to help pay off high-interest credit card debt. Unlike other lenders, Upstart can reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter rate, but you do not need a degree or a diploma to apply, though. Upstart lets you skip going to the bank because it's completely online, and they're offering loans from $1,000 to $50,000, so you can consolidate your debt into one easy fixed rate payment. Upstart makes it fast and simple to check your rate, and since it's just a soft pull, it does not affect your credit score. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate and you proceed with your application. And the best part is if the loan is approved and accepted, most people are getting their funds the very next business day. Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt and get back to using your money your way with Upstart. See why Upstart has a 4.9 out of 5 rating on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/honeydew to find out how low your Upstart rate can be. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/honeydew. Now, let's get back to the do, y'all. Can I ask you more personal questions? I mean, you've been pretty goddamn open about it. You waxed your pussy, you told us, for half.
Yeah, I won't be doing that for a while.
How long has it been?
Like, two months.
And have you had an outbreak since?
No.
So is there any predictable, like in the first year you get them more often and they fade as it goes? Is there any sort of predictability to it?
Yeah, because after the first, I've really done my research now, so you build up antibodies to it. So it's like your body builds up immunity to it. So
you won't get the flu symptoms the next time?
No.
Okay.
And it's because your body's not being exposed to it. It's just, it's in your system now. And it's every year you're likely to get less and less because it's like less, your body's more immune to it.
Got it.
And that's why in the support group, that was one healthy thing. My girl was like, the first year I felt like I was having an outbreak every day. And so I took the pill, which is what I take it every day. So to prevent it, but I kind of felt like that too. I was like every day, I was like, is this it? Or like, you know, like any feeling, I'm like, is this it? Like, and, but I feel less stressed about it because I'm not putting myself out there. So even if I have an outbreak, it really affects no one. My friend was like, you're lucky you don't get it on the mouth, because, you know, the cold sores are herpes technically. And I was like, I'd much rather have it on the mouth. But
isn't that simplex one versus genital, which is two? Or am I wrong about that?
No, you're right. But you can also get one on your genitals. Like if you go down on someone with a cold sore, they can get it. One on their genitals.
You know, I didn't, this is embarrassing for me to even say, but it wasn't until later in my life that I didn't know that a girl could give me herpes by giving me head.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know. And then they said that's actually one of the most common ways, is that she has herpes, I guess, on her mouth or whatever, and then gives you oral sex. You can get it. And I was like, huh? I did not know that shit.
Well, that's the thing, because when you think herpes, you think of a girl in a dumpster. Like, you don't think of someone just like a normal person. So there's no, I wasn't educated either.
That's it. There's the big thing. And that's why I'm glad you're talking about it, because people are uneducated about it. I didn't know that. I'm like, wait, I get it that she could get it from me if I have herpes on my dick, but I didn't know that I could get it from her if she gives me head and she has it. Like I met a girl one time too that was like, oh, I got look, this girl was there was no shame to her game. She was a playboy. That's the god. Oh my god, I can't even believe this.
She was like you but was actually a playboy bunny. It's kind of like you, but she was actually good at it.
I can't believe this is a true story, and you just made me think of this, and I'm going to tell you about this girl. So back in the day, there was a guy when I was a producer for this network. He was a PA, and I had moved up from a PA. So I trained him. I knew this guy's dude was big into ecstasy, all this shit. Like, he'd be standing there, you'd be like, I need you to take this thing. Then he just bust a dance move. You're like, what are you doing, bro? It was just coursing through him all the time.
Oh, ecstasy.
Oh, yeah.
Love
all
that.
Day long, all the time. He'd get in his Honda Prelude, and he'd bump that club music at 2 in the afternoon and just drive away and hear it going in the distance. So I would go to their place to buy weed. Well, they had it was him and a few buddies that rented a house, and it was an apartment complex, very LA. You got a nice backyard, pool, and everything, and it's a monster apartment complex that can look right into your shit. And there was this hot ass blonde, very girl next door TV show girl next door chick that would always come over, and she'd always come out. And we're like, Jesus Christ, she'd come over and party with us. And she had a dog, and a friend of mine, his roommate was moving out, and he's like, man, is there any chance you know anybody looking for a place to rent and is dog friendly? And I was like, as a matter of fact, I do, because this girl just said. So I connect these two, and she moves into his place. Well, I would go over there too. He ended up being a Maryland guy. I'd go talk Orioles, Ravens, whatever. And she was always so sweet and very nice, but she was a Playboy model. And she's like, I actually had the raciest Playboy video that they had. Remember they used to do those Playmate videos?
No, I'm not a 15-year-old boy.
You didn't know, but you wanted to be one of these girls.
I know,
well,
but...
Well, you would have been in a video. I wasn't 15. This is in my 20s. But they used to do these videos of, like, they would take the Playmate of the Month or whatever and then do some bullshit lingerie, softcore kind of thing with each one of them. Yeah, you'd have been one. So
yeah, I'm listening.
So she pops this VHS in, and we're like, "What the fuck?" And she's showing us this. You know, she's getting dude banging or whatever.
So it's just straight porn then.
It's, but you don't see penetration. You don't see any of that stuff. It's soft, and it wasn't really. They weren't. You could tell it was all the moment before the moment shit. You know what I'm saying? So this chick was an alcoholic too, big time. And she was like, I can't, she drank Budweiser. She belched louder and longer than any dude I ever met. I mean, this is like a girl next door, Hugh Hefner girl next door type girl. And she's like, yeah. And she had these like autographed hockey sticks in her bedroom. And I'm like, what are these all about? And she's like, oh, I fucked a few of the Mighty Ducks, the Anaheim Ducks. I'm like, huh? Then she tells us that she got chlamydia of the throat. Now, I had never heard of that before. I didn't know you could get chlamydia in the fucking throat. And she's like, yeah, I sucked the guy's dick who had chlamydia. And I'm like, we're good. We're good. And but to your point of the hot chick and the Zoom thing, there wouldn't have been one dude that would have said no to that girl. And if I didn't know what I knew, I wouldn't have known enough to say no. She was so fucking dirty. So dirty that that was a new one to me. And to this day, chlamydia of the throat fucking haunts me. Haunts me.
Well, my friend got his dick sucked in quarantine and he got chlamydia. And he was like,
wait, from getting a blowjob?
Yeah.
Look, I'm 47. You can get chlamydia from head?
Well, because she probably had it in the throat and she probably passed it on.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like,
God,
you fucked
damn.
Her. I was like, don't fucking lie to me. He's like, I didn't, and that's what's so crazy.
But did he make out with her and figure you get it that way, too? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know. But you can get rid of that, right?
Yeah, that one you can get rid of. I remember friends in high school had it, you know.
Chlamydia.
They would get chlamydia and get rid of it. Guys and girls would get it and get rid of that one.
I think that's the frustrating part of it.
This is one that stays.
Yeah, like I had a friend get chlamydia 3 times in a year, and I'm like, meanwhile, I'm just like rocking this herpes, like fucking scarlet letter on the puss, and it's like, fuck, I just feel like it's, yeah, and it sucks, because it's truly like, you know, he lied, and it's like, it sucks, because it's now, it's like this thing I have, and it's the stigma I wear, or like, you know, have, and he lied. So
that's the worst. Like, it'd have been one thing if he was genuinely like, I didn't know I had it, went to the doctor and was like, oh fuck, I have it, you know?
Yeah.
But you knew, and you even know the fucking girl, you even know the person that gave that shit to you.
And 3 weeks after I called him, I was like, did you get tested? He was like, no, I still haven't gotten tested yet. I'm like, you still haven't gotten tested? Like, you need to go to the fucking doctor. You need to take medication. Like, you need to figure out, like, how to prevent this.
But he doesn't need to get tested. He knows he has it because he clearly had an outbreak when he gave it to you. If you had another outbreak, aren't you going to know it? Like, undoubtedly, will you? Or maybe not. I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You would know, right?
Yeah. But my
thing. You're dating a guy and you're about to have sex, you would be able to say, look, we can't do that right now.
Yeah. Exactly. And
so he knew. He knew he was going to go unprotected as well. He could have at least put a fucking condom on.
Yeah. It's just like,
I'm sorry. That's the worst part of it, is that you were lied to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like sent him this.
Knowing everything, you could have just said, well, I'll wait.
Yeah. I'm not like dying.
Yeah,
for
you weren't
it.
Dying for that dick.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what pisses me off. And then it's like, now I just have this thing and it's just embarrassing, but it's also like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's not a disease, I guess. It feels so weird to call it a disease. You know what I mean? Because it's like, do you get diagnosed with herpes or do you go out and find it? Do you get it in a bathroom at a fucking sports bar? It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, I gotta, but it's hard to say. It's so weird calling it. But it is something that doesn't affect like my work or my friendships, whereas like other diseases do, you know, at least. So in that sense, I'm like, whatever, like I need a break from dudes anyway. And I don't know, I've kind of I said that, I was like, I've accepted that I'm probably gonna be alone, so now it's just like, well, at least I have an excuse now. I just have this weird like, yeah, scary. It was just really scary at first, but now it's like, whatever.
So you've done the online dating thing, right?
Yeah.
Are there sites or stuff for people who have herpes or something, anything? Like,
yeah, there are. Which in the sport group, they're like, I know Positive Singles, which is the app. Sounds really dumb, but you should download Positive Singles. So
that's the app? It's called Positive Singles?
Yeah.
That's like, what people with general herpes are called, Positive Singles, if they're single?
Well, you can choose which disease you have.
For real?
Yeah. So that's...
So AIDS, whatever's on there?
I think so. I didn't check because I don't have AIDS.
You could have, though.
Yeah. So like, let's get past that one. There was a moment, though, when I called because of my blood test. I was like... She's like, oh, it's irregular. You have an irregular. You need to speak to the doctor again. I was like, irregular? I knew I had herpes. I was like, do I have HIV? And she was like, yes, you have HIV. And I was like, what? She's like, oh, I'm sorry. HSV. It's HSV. And I was like,
no.
I was like, yeah. So for 3 seconds, I thought I had HIV. 3 to 5 seconds. And I was like, read the fucking chart before you talk to me. You know what I mean?
This also, why do we got to have anything that's even remotely close to HIV?
Yeah, true, right?
Even remotely close why to HIV. Why is it HIV? Why is there anything with an H and a V?
But someone's like, you should just tell someone, don't say you have herpes, say you have HSV, because that does sound a little less like, you know, HPV, HIV, HSV, but like herpes is like, that's every punchline, you know what I mean? It's like a punchline of, I was really recently watching Inside Amy Schumer, and she has like this whole episode about herpes that was like the ongoing joke. And I was like, does this bitch even fucking have it? Like, it just does piss me off. And I used to use it as a punchline too, but it's like, now it's like, fuck you guys. Like, you know, that's my joke now, because I fucking have it. But
you jumped right into talking about it. You didn't.
I think because it's just been on my mind so much. Yeah. You know, I haven't been able to.
But you're a comedian. That's who we are. Like, you can't. Yeah. There's no way it's not going to literally come out of you and be talked about.
Exactly. That's the thing. I wasn't planning on talking about it. And then I was just like, it's literally all I've been able to think about. And I'm like, fuck it. Like, here we go.
I just think it's helpful, honestly, that you. I know it sucks, and I'm so sorry that, because it, yeah, you could have gone into this willingly. I mean, you got lied to. You got fucking lied to. Are there legal ramifications for shit like that? You said you mentioned a lawyer.
Yeah, there are. You
are can there really?
Someone, yeah.
What do you do?
You can just you can sue someone for, I forget what it is, but it's just like, I forget what the correct term is, but if you give someone a disease that they have to take care of and manage the rest of their life, I think it's up to like $15,000, $20,000. But I'm like, I know this bitch doesn't have that. And like, I would have to get a lawyer and like
go to court and do all. I know. I know.
It's just like,
I hear you.
It's not worth it. And then I was like, should I just Venmo charge him $1,000 for my medication and be like, pay this or whatever? My friend's like, that's extortion. You cannot do that. No, you can't be like, you better pay me $1,000 or else.
And have you heard from this guy at all? Nothing.
No.
You block him?
I didn't block him because I'm like, I don't care about him that much. Like, I'm like so disappointed. But I, and also like, I don't know. I'm because, you know, now we have this deep connection. No, but I feel like I just didn't block him because I feel like I block people who mentally like bother me. And I didn't like him. Like, I didn't love him, you know, it was like we dated a pretty short period. So it was like, I was just so fucking pissed. And I don't really think of, like, even when I think about the herpes, I don't even think about him.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, he's never going to be in my life. Like, I'll never talk to him again.
Or inside you again.
Exactly. You know, well, we'll see. We'll see.
I don't know. I make some bad decisions.
Yeah. Let's see. I let guys come back 8 or 9 times before I'm like, uh-uh. And they're like, yeah, we're not there anymore.
Well, let me ask you this, because I ask everybody that comes on for the first time, advice you would give to your 16-year-old self.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wrap it up. Always.
Always.
I don't know. I feel like I didn't have sex till I was like 19. And I think I would just say, like, I would, not that I've had sex with a ton of dudes, but like, I really wish I had been more, like, I really wish now I just had been more selective. And I think going forward, I probably will be, but I think it's,
oh, you said probably will be.
Probably will be. It's only been a couple months. You know what I mean?
You're the best. You make me
laugh. You know, it's like not drinking. You know, you go into it so hard. You're like, I'm not going to drink ever again. Then you're like, all right, maybe holidays. All right, maybe weekend. You know, you're like, all right, it's a Tuesday. So I think it would just be like, don't give guys so much fucking credit. Because they're losers. Not, you know, all the guys. But it's like a... I feel like I put so much of my worth into that for so long, and even till, you know, this happened, and I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I'm better than these people, and like, I don't need this in my life. And I feel like I truly just put too much worth into it. So just like, fuck dudes. Not actually, but like, you know.
Will you one more time promote everything you want to promote, please?
Yeah, this was like quite, this turned into a full on herpes.
Full
cast.
On herpes. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a podcast called Don't Tell Mom if you want some more herpes insight. Just kidding. We talk about other things sometimes. And the Epics half hour.
Yeah.
My
congrats.
Instagram is at
it looks
Hans
great.
Dickey.
Yours
Good.
Is great. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
all right. Cool. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming on. And seriously, thank you for being so open and so goddamn funny about something that's, you know, really tough to deal with. So thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. As always, Ryan Sickler on all social media, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.